From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. This morning, Natalie Renan, the 18-year-old Chicago woman held hostage by Hamas, is now back home and safe with her family in the Chicago area. Natalie recently graduated from Deerfield High School. She was visiting family in Israel this month when she and her mother were taken hostage. They were released about 11 days ago. We're told Natalie's mother, Judith, is still in Israel, but will be returning to Chicago soon. And a Chicago City Council committee voted to move forward with purchasing land that could serve as a migrant base camp near 115th and Halsted. The lot was and is still slated to become Morgan Park Commons, a mixed-use development of housing and retail, with a groundbreaking date of fall of next year. The full council is expected to vote on the land purchase November 1st. Meanwhile, dozens of migrants are waking up in CTA buses to keep warm. Since arriving in Chicago, many migrants have been forced to stay in tents outside of police stations, so the city brought in buses as the temperatures drop. We were there as many of them filled a bus at the police station on 17th and State. And after the latest mass shooting in Chicago over the weekend when 15 people were shot in North Lawndale, the CBS2 investigators looked into how many of these mass shootings we've had in the city. There have been 32 incidents separately in Chicago this year, the most in the country, compared to 38 and 59 at the same time the last 2 years. But when you consider population, Chicago does not top the list. If you look at the per capita rate, Cleveland, Baltimore, Memphis, and Washington, D.C. have more mass shootings. Your forecast, gusty snow showers today and a high of just 37 degrees. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.